Welcome to the Hoolies Hoolie, 1240 AM WSBC. We're back for another episode live at Fitzgerald's in Berwyn. Here with me always is Bill, my brother. Bill, how are you?
Good, Pat. How are you?
I'm good. I hope you had a good 4th. How was your 4th?
I was spending time with my girlfriend Bridget's family up in Lake Geneva.
Very nice. Swankola, huh?
Did a little golf, did a little swimming. Yep. I didn't realize how many grease balls were up there.
In Lake Geneva?
There's a lot of grease balls in Lake Geneva, my friend.
Classify what you mean by grease ball for us.
Well, I'll put it this way. When we went to a pool, now the pool is obviously there's a membership fee that Mr. Mullen pays every year so that his family can have access to this pool.
Yeah.
It's not like a country club or anything like that, but people can have, you know, burgers and hot dogs and, you know, and it's right by the beach. So what it, you know, we got up there and it was like, now, it's frowned upon. You're not supposed to bring in your own coolers, and you're not supposed to be smoking by the pool or anything like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, we get over there, and it's like it's lots like, of silicone and shaved chests, and cigarettes being smoked. And was like, hey, this looks like, this doesn't look like.
It's like the pool in Raging Bull where Jake LaMotta notices Kathy.
It was a little bit like that, but not as, nobody was wearing scapulars. I think actually in that scene he's got a scapular on. There was none of that.
No.
Some gold chains though.
That's right. You know, you bring up the pool. I spent 4th of July at the Forest Park pool.
Oh, did you? How nice.
Oh, man. I mean, so Charlotte loves the pool. My daughter,
right,
Charlotte.
Yeah.
And I brought her there. She begged me all day to take her there. And I told her, I'm not going to go swimming. I'm not going in. All
right? Right. Why didn't you want to go in the pool?
Because the public pools are like places that like ex-cons kind of dream of going when they're getting out of prison. I don't. Well, have you been to one lately? It's like going swimming in a spittoon. You know?
Okay. All right. That's to each his own. I used to hang out at the Forest Park pool quite a bit. I enjoyed my time over there.
You didn't do any time in the joint, did you?
No time in the joint.
So anyway, here's what I was getting at. We got kicked out.
What?
Yeah, so I didn't want to go in the pool, and Charlotte was getting restless, and she saw somebody, you know, another girl who had her dad in the pool playing with
her,
you know.
Yeah.
So she kind of tried to start guilt tripping me.
Uh-huh.
And you're supposed to have a swim partner, okay?
Yes.
So she asked the little girl to be her swim partner. Be my swim partner.
Yeah.
And the girl was like a real prissy little snob, you know.
Right.
And she was like, no, no. So Charlotte got into it with her, and they went up onto the slide, and apparently Charlotte took a poke at her.
No.
Yeah. So all of a sudden, I get down, you know, I'm waiting for Charlotte to come
That's
down the slide.
That's never happened before,
right? Charlotte's pretty feisty, you know? Uh-oh. But I didn't think, you know, it's not like Charlotte to, like, wall off and crack somebody, you
She's
know?
Five.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
But this girl was getting kind of touchy, you know? She was a brat, you know?
Okay.
Charlotte
okay.
doesn't take well to brats.
No.
But the girl's mother came up with, like, I want the manager. Your daughter assaulted my daughter. I was like, they're five, you know?
Oh, no.
So we had to leave. It was very traumatic. So hopefully Charlotte doesn't want
it. Sounds like a wonderful fourth.
I hope we don't have to go back to that pool anymore because it's work for me. Hey, joining us tonight are the Joyce Boys. How about a round of applause for the Joyce Boys?
Wow, listen to that crowd.
We do have a great crowd here tonight.
They brought it tonight, didn't they?
That's right. The
God
Joyce Boys consist of Mike on guitar and Johnny on mandolin, Brian on harmonica, Brendan on the bass, and Tom on the flute. Now, Mike and Tom are brothers, and Johnny and Brian are brothers, and Brendan is the son of Johnny. So we got a couple of Carmel guys joining
That's
us.
That's what I've been
Yeah, it's like the Joyces are like half south side, half north side. So we got two of the Joyces are from St. Viator Parish growing up.
Uh-huh, sure.
And the other guys are from St. Bride's. So... round of applause again for the Joyces. They'll be joining us in a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. I remember spending some time over in the St. Viator gym.
St. Viator.
To play them in basketball.
That's right. Want to remind everybody.
Viator's had a big gym.
Beautiful gym.
Viator's had a real big gym. Is it up on Addison?
Yeah.
Yeah. Viator's had a big gym.
Well.
You probably didn't get to experience it because you were riding the bench.
I was riding the bench. Yeah. Polishing my Jordans.
Yeah.
Hey, want to remind everybody that the show is sponsored by Hibernian Transmedia. You can find out more about Hibernian Transmedia by visiting the website hiberniantransmedia.org. Our film festival premiering at the Gene Siskel Film Center coming up in September.
Yeah.
So that ought to be fun. I just finished reading Ed Burns' book.
Oh, yeah?
It's called Independent Ed. It's pretty good.
I'll have to give that a read.
So, yeah, give it a read. Suggest that to everybody.
Does it highlight his career in filmmaking, or is it more or less about his upbringing in Long Island?
You know what? It talks about the luck of the Irish, a lot of it.
Yeah.
You know, he does talk about how he had luck on his side. Pretty interesting story about he went from a PA at Entertainment Tonight to handing a cassette tape to Robert Redford mid-interview.
Right. Yeah, I remember
and that
story.
Movie was, yeah, that was a movie
and
called...
That the Brothers McMullen.
That's right.
Yeah.
Another reminder that the show is sponsored by Fitzgerald's here in Berwyn. How about a round of applause for our bartender, Isaac, everybody?
There he is, as always.
I always like to take care of, give a shout out to our bartender, being a bartender myself in certain situations. That's how I met Tom Joyce here tonight.
Right.
Attending bar. Imagine such a thing. Two Irish guys meet at a bar.
Weird coincidence.
And Tom happens to be in the same industry outside of the bar world that I work in, and that does payment processing.
Interesting.
Many jokes that I make about that. I don't know if Tom knows about the. I work on the inside part of the of that world, the inside sales part, and get a lot of weird stuff coming my way because we are a high risk processor. So lots of dirty websites and people like that call me up. I need to take payment for a weird site. What's your site? Never mind. You know,
yeah, right.
Can't help you. All right, well, we're going to come back because the Joyce Brothers have a lot of tunes they're going to play for us tonight. And the crowd out here tonight came for the Joyces. They didn't come for the Hooley Bros.
That's right. Hey, I want to remind everyone, too, real quick before we go to commercial, that this weekend's Irish Fest up at the Irish American Heritage
Center. That's right.
Always a good time. So if you guys are listening right now, get your butt over there.
Yep. You can see Kevin Flynn in the Avondale Ramblers, one of our guests who's been on the show several times. He was also on the Skinny and Hooley show last night, I believe. So he'll be there. Boy, there's a big list of people. The Chicago Police Department, Emerald Society will be there.
You think the
Chancy Brothers will be up there? The Dooley Brothers, we know them.
Both former guests of this show, yeah.
That's right. So check it out.
You think that old guy wearing the leprechaun outfit will be up there?
Yeah, probably. There'll be a lot of guys
like
up there. There'll be guys that aren't wearing leprechaun outfits that look the same as him.
That's true, yeah. You're right.
Yeah, so tickets are $15, and on Saturday they're $20. Children under 12 are $5, and if you're a little tot, you're free under 4.
Yeah.
So check that out. That's at the Irish American Heritage Center. Hey, we're going to be back with the Hooley's Hooley and the Joyces after these short messages.
Big Guy Sausage is located at 7021 Roosevelt Road in Berwyn, right across from DeJewel's. We serve blue-collar gourmet food. That means Italian sausage, Polish sausage, Chipotle sausage, bratwurst, hot dogs, burgers, Italian beef and sausage combos, prime rib sandwiches, bacon wrapped cheddar brats. Hey, what else you want? We got it. You ain't gonna leave here hungry. We're right down the street from Fitzgerald's. Come on by Big Guy Sausage after the Hooley's Hooley or before, or call 708-317-5213 and we'll have it delivered or ready for pickup. Ask anybody who eats here. It's awesome. Big Guy Sausage on Roosevelt Road in Berwyn. Big Guy Sausage, sorry, we don't serve weenies.
Yeah, Big Guy Sausage in Berwyn. That's our old buddy Brendan O'Connor.
Yeah, and he's got Big Guy Sausage Fest is coming up as well.
Yeah, August 8th. So put that on your calendar. Come out here to Berwyn over here on Roosevelt Road, right down the street from Fitzgerald's.
Yep.
Check out Big Guy's and partake in Sausage Fest. It's a lot of fun. I think he's got a hot dog eating contest. He's got live music.
Yep.
He's got sponsorship from a lot of the local breweries. So it's always a good time.
Help out Brendan. All right, now, the Joyce Boys are here. Let's introduce them. We got Mike on guitar, Johnny on mandolin, Brian on a harmonica, Brendan on the bass, and Tom on the flute. Joyce's, welcome. Thanks for doing the Hooley's Hooley.
Thank you.
Listen to that crowd. We like that.
Yeah.
All right, now, the Joyce Boys have been playing tunes, Irish tunes particularly, since the late 60s?
Yes.
Yeah? Now, how did you guys all get together? Your cousins, obviously, first and foremost. Two brothers. Yep.
They would make us perform. And finally, Michael bought a guitar.
Yep. You mean you were performing a cappella before this?
No, we didn't play at all. We had a Clancy Brother songbook and a guitar, and we went from there.
Yeah. Now, you grew up in St. Bride's Parish?
Yes, I'm from South Shore.
All right. Way to go. And you're also a Carmel guy.
We like that.
We like that. Now, Tom, you're a Viator guy and a St. A Weber guy, Red Horde. How close in age are all of you guys to kind of get together and start playing?
What, 3 months older than you?
Yeah, Tommy and I are the same age. Brian and Michael are the same age.
Perfect.
Michael went over a little bit earlier than I did.
Now, do you guys get out? I met Tom at Tenant Bar at Kevel's, and he was like, yeah, I got an Irish group. We're the Joyces. And I was like, oh, yeah, where do you guys play? He was like, it doesn't matter.
We just started getting back together again.
Yeah, we kind of went dormant for about 40 years.
Yeah. Well, now it is, what a way to kick it off right here at Fitzgerald's. And you brought a heck of a house with you. So hello to all you guys out there. Thanks for coming.
All right.
Come on.
Yeah.
Patty, I was going to say we're like the Blackhawks. When we travel, we bring a big crowd with us.
I love it, yeah.
We're very grateful.
All right. Yeah, it's like we're in Nashville.
That's right.
Yeah, we've been barred from Nashville. Yeah. Our fans.
That's right.
Now, when do you guys get together? Whose house do you get together at?
It switches. We go to Palatine. We go to Oak Park. We go to Naperville. We try to get centrally located. So my son Brennan lives in Bridgeport. So he
sure.
Can go. He's actually, he runs this band. He's the brains behind our...
The youth behind yes. The yeah, yes. The hard charger. Way to go, Brendan.
He's the personality.
So it's a nice excuse. You tell your wife that you guys are going to go play music, right? Is that
right,
what it is?
Right,
yeah,
right.
Sure.
I'll be home. A couple hours.
All right. Now, do you guys have any gigs booked up this summer? You guys, what are you guys up to?
We're playing at Breast Cancer Fundraiser next Wednesday.
Yeah.
Pink Heels. Fire Department.
Perfect.
Yeah, for the Bartlett Fire Department.
For the Bartlett Fire Department. Okay. What's the name of the benefit?
Pink Heels.
Pink Heels Pink benefit. Heels. Bartlett, you can see the Joyce boys go make a donation and say hello.
And what day is that?
Wednesday the 15th.
Wednesday the 15th. Go check out the Joyce boys.
Johnny, when did you get out of Carmel?
1971.
All right. I got out in 98. That's what that date's
right behind them.
I don't think I think the bathrooms look the same. I don't think they had cleaned them since then.
I was a hockey player.
Were you a hockey player at Carmel? Yeah.
Who was the
John Durand was a legendary hockey coach at Carmel.
Guys.
Yeah. All right, what do you say you guys want to do a number?
Sure.
All right. What's this one going to be called? You know?
It's called Go Lassie Go.
All right, this is the Joyces with Go Lassie Go.
Ready. One. Thank you. Oh, the summer time is coming. And the trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain tide grows around that blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to pull wild. Will you go, lassie, go? I will build my love a tower on your pure crystal mountain, and on it I will pile all the flowers of the mountain. Will you go, lassie? All go together to pluck wild mountain tide. All around that blooming heather, will you go, lassie, go? If my true love she were gone, I would surely find another. You go, lassie, go. And we'll all go together to pull wild mountain tide. All around the blooming heather, will you go, lassie, go?
Take her around, guys.
Will you go, lassie, go?
Joyce's. Thank you. How about that? They harmonize very well, don't they?
They really do. How about the pipes on Mike over there? Good job. Want to remind everybody that Hooli's Hooli is also sponsored by Fitzgerald's Nightclub. And tonight at Fitzgerald's, you can see Whitey Morgan and Cody Jinx. Tickets at the gate, $15. $75 for a VIP ticket. It includes general admission and a ticket to the show. And then a sound check meet and greet with Whitey, VIP koozie, and VIP laminate. And then also that night, you can see Ronaldo Domino Experience. That's at 9:30 p.m., and that's free. And then on Sunday, you got Tony Fitzpatrick's book release party. Are you familiar with Tony Fitzpatrick's stuff?
No, though? Fill me in.
He's very famous in Chicago for offbeat art. And
Yes, I do know who he is.
Yeah,
sure.
He's kind of a jack-of-all-trades guy. So he's got a thing called Dime Stories. You can come and check that out. That's a collection of his columns from the New City magazine. We are joined by the Joyces here. North side, south side, meshing contingent here. And we got a great room, great crowd, so thank you guys all for coming out. I think we should go right into another number while we're, you guys nice and warmed up? Yeah?
This one's called Dirty Old Town.
Dirty Old Town.
Know it well.
Town, the Joyces, the Hooli's Hooli will be back after these messages.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. jury's $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. They're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
Yeah, we're back. Hooli's Hooli, 1240 a.m., live at Fitzgerald's. Bill, how about, did you read about Jared from Subway?
Jared from Subway is in a little bit of trouble, isn't he?
Yeah, it was like, now I'm friends with so many comedians on my Facebook feed.
Yeah.
That I was making bets with other people how many Jared posts there would be. It's like right. The over-under, I have like 1,000 friends.
Yeah.
I think there were probably like 70-odd Jared cracks in like
really?
A matter of about 12 hours.
Yeah.
Were you shocked by that at all? I wasn't.
I don't know why, but I wasn't. Yeah, I didn't know what to think of it. Yeah, that was not a good thing. Do you remember when we used to watch Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Challenge?
Yeah, it's still going on, but yes, I do remember. Like, Kobayashi was like the Asian
guy.
Well,
yeah, right? And then there was that guy, Joey Chestnut.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he just finally got beat. Held it for 8 years.
Yep.
And his biggest complaint was that the hot dogs were cold. Come on.
How many hot dogs did he eat?
I don't know. I think it was like 50-something or something. No, yeah, here, he lost to some guy, Matt Megatoad Stoney.
Yeah, that's like a sport now, like the hot dog eating sport.
Oh, Stoney won. He ate 62 francs. So 62, and I don't know, Chestnut still holds the world's record for 69 hot dogs.
69
hot dogs.
And how long do they have to do it?
I think it's like 5 minutes or something like that. Yeah,
that's held at Coney Island at Nathan's every year. Have you ever seen the method they use where they dip the hot dog in water? Like they dip bun
like
in the water?
Yeah. I think when we were...
Have you ever had a hot dog that's been dipped in water
like
that?
It tastes like crap.
Well, I wouldn't know what crap tastes like, but it's not very good.
Yeah. Well, you know what kind of reminded me of is like when we were... Didn't you MC a food eating contest earlier this
donut,
year?
A Krispy Kreme donut eating competition, and our buddy Steve Phillips won it.
And then Clint Crisco beat him. It was at the Opportunity Knox fundraiser.
That's right.
The chili cook-off, and I think, what is that, January or February every year?
Yeah, and he ate like 18 donuts, man. That would have been sick to my stomach.
Can you imagine eating 62 hot dogs?
You know, my wife got sick the other night because she was like, she loves, she makes stuffed artichokes at home.
Yeah.
You know how kind of like when we worked at Armand's Pizzeria, that was like
famous
dish.
Oh, yeah, sure, absolutely.
So she loves it. And then she gets like a bowl of butter that she likes dipping it in.
Uh-huh.
All right, so she finished the thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Do you eat it or no?
Yeah, I like it. It's good.
Yeah.
But then at the end of it, she drank like...
Butter?
Like a hammer. And she's like, oh, my God, it's so good. It's so good. It's so good. And, and like, crank down this butter, right? So I go to the Jewel, and an hour later, she calls me, and she goes, I just puked 3 times. I go, well, you drank a glass of butter, you know?
Oh.
What's wrong with you? You're out of your mind.
I'm sure she's not going to appreciate you talking about that on the air. But is that you trying to teach her a lesson?
Well, she doesn't listen to the show anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, boy.
You know what's like butter? These Joyce brothers, and the Joyces here are...
Yeah.
The Joyce boys are really tearing it up here tonight. Welcome back, Joyce boys. Should we do it? Let's do another number because everybody's here for the Joyce boys. I'd like another round of applause for the audience that came out here tonight. Man.
Yeah, one of our better showings here at Fitzgerald.
Yep.
All right, this one's an old Tommy Makeham tune called The Liar.
All right.
Singing rifle to an angel. There's no one who can tell a lie like me. Well, you can search until you tire, you won't find a bigger liar. I've been alive since the dawn of history. Well, I was born about 10,000 years ago in Ballymullet, in the county of Mayo. I chased the vermin while St. Patrick chased the servant, and I whooped the man that says it isn't so. Singing, rifle, rifle, that angel. There is no one who can tell a lie like me. But you can search until you tire, you won't find a bigger liar. I've been licensed in all of history. Well, I saw Eve picking apples off the tree. She came and she offered one to me. Well, I said, thank you kindly, madam. Go and try your luck with Adam. I'm going home to have some fish and chips and tea. Singing rightful to Rolani, to Rolani. There's no one who can tell a lie like me. Why, you can search until you tire, you won't find a bigger liar. I've been lying since the dawn of history. Well, I saw Delilah cutting Samson's hair. Well, she cut away until his head was bare. Well, then he tried to run away, but she married him next day. Now they opened up a barber shop in Clare. Singing rightful to Rolani, to Rolani. There's no one who can tell a lie like me. Well, you can search until you tire, you won't find a bigger liar. I've been lying since the dawn of history. Now when Cromwell came to Ireland long ago, well, he didn't shed a drop of blood, you know. Well, the people started grieving when they heard that he was leaving. And I'll whoop the man that says it isn't so. Singing rightful to Rolani, to Rolani. There's no one who can tell a lie like me. Well, you can search until you tire, you won't find a bigger liar. I've been lying since the dawn. That was near the Eiffel Tower, laddie, Tourally. Ah, there is no one who can tell a lie like me. Well, you can search until you tire, you won't find a bigger liar. I've been lying since the dawn of history. Now, 'twas near the end of World War II I met them all. There was Roosevelt, Churchill, and De Gaulle. And then one day I was nearly fainted, I was having my house painted. There stood Hitler hanging paper in the hall. Singing rightful to Rolani, to Rolani. There's no one who can tell a lie like me. Well, you can search until you tire, you won't find a bigger liar. I've been lying since the dawn of history.
One more.
Singing rightful to Rolani, to Rolani. There is no one who can tell a lie like me. Well, you can search until you tire, you won't find a bigger liar. I've been lying since the dawn of history.
Yeah, the Joyces. Woo,
thank you.
Good work on the song.
How about that, huh?
That was a very good song. The crowd's revved up.
Oh, man. I just the Joyces, we'll do another tune real quick. Did you guys read about the guy who died from blowing the firework off of his head over...
Yeah. He went to Carmel.
So he went to Carmel? Yeah, for perhaps... the kid's mother is seeking damages, if you can believe that.
Yeah, well, unbelievable. Yeah. And then, or you could just be an NFL football player and blow off some fingers, too. I think that happened to two different guys that was in the news that was reported today. I heard about that, yeah. Yeah, there was a guy that jumped into a pond with his girlfriend and said, no swim with alligators, and he said, F these alligators. And then he got eaten. That really happened. It really happened.
All right.
Still some 4th of July, a good old Americana on the 4th of July, right?
You know what's weird is like the 4th of July has kind of been regulated. When I was kids, we lived next door to, remember John, our neighbor?
Oh, yeah, in Elmwood Park.
He came over, he's like,
World War III.
It was like little Havana on the 4th of July in his yard. And he's blowing off Roman candles and M80s, and he's got a wood frame house.
Right, yeah.
His yard is like 8x12.
Sure. He had the mulberry tree that would stain our back deck. I remember that.
That was crazy. And like that, it's all regulated now, so no more fun. I wish we could just bring back the days where everybody would just blow their fingers off.
What? We don't want that to happen.
All right, well, we're here with the Joyces. Let's do another song.
Cool. This is Star of the County Down by Van Morrison.
Bridge town in the county down one morning last July. From Erinbourne Green, Geeky Colleen, as she smiled as she passed me by. Well, she looked so sweet with her two bare feet to the sheen of her nut brown hair. Such a coaxing elf, I shook myself for to see I was really there. From Bantry Bay up the Derry Quay and from Galway to Dublin town. No maid I've seen like the sweet Colleen that I met in the county down. Onward sped, sure I turned me head and I gazed with a feeling rare. And I says I to the passerby, who's that maid with that nut brown hair? But she smiled at me and he says he, that's the gem of old Ireland's crown. Sweet Rosie McCann from the banks of the Bann, she's a star of the county down. From Bantry Bay up the Derry Quay and from Galway to Dublin town. No maid I've seen like the sweet Colleen that I met in the county down.
Take it down.
Harvest fair, she'll be surely there, so I'll dress in me Sunday clothes, with me shoes shone bright and me hat cocked right, and a smile from my nut brown rose. No horse I'll yoke, no pipe I'll smoke, nor the plough with the nuts turned brown, till a smile and bright from my own fireside sits the star of the county down. From every day up the Derry Quay and from Galway to Dublin town. No maid I've seen like the sweet Colleen that I met from the county down.
Take it out now.
Yeah, the Joyces. This is the Hoolies Hooli. We're live at Fitzgerald's. If you're just joining the program, we're on 1240 AM WSBC. How about this, huh?
I'm loving it tonight. Having a good time.
I just I see here that Dennis Leary has a new TV show coming out. He's going to play a 90s rocker.
Awesome.
In a new FX series called Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll. It's a sitcom about a sad group of burned out rockers called the Heathens who disbanded in '92.
Yeah.
The same day their one and only album dropped.
Do you think it'll be as good as Rescue Me?
Well, you know, let's we bring it up. So he had a TV deal at Rescue Me. I remember I loved Rescue Me. We couldn't watch that when Mom was home. She referred to that as Irish porn.
Yeah, Rescue Me. Yeah.
Turn this show off. It's Irish porn. But this new show looks a little more wholesome because Leary, the plot of the show is that his daughter is now going to be like a rock and roll singer and she joins the band.
Oh, okay.
Takes over.
Cool.
So, I don't know. I might be looking forward to that.
Speaking of rock and roll, have you seen, did you watch Shark Week at all this week?
No. I don't
Not
care.
Into that? Did you see that they had, they used heavy metal to attract great white sharks?
Really?
Yeah. And it worked. They were like, there was a show, Joan of Shark. They were searching for this, like, the biggest great white in North America or whatever.
Right. It's always the same shtick. Yeah.
Or actually, it might have been South...
South Africa.
No, Australia. Australia, that's where it was.
All right.
And it worked. They were, like, in a cage, and they couldn't attract it, and all of a sudden they played heavy metal, and there were, like, 10 great whites around them. It was pretty mind-blowing.
Oh, so don't play heavy metal if you're out
if you're
in,
out, like,
in the ocean.
Keys or something,
right.
Not a good idea to
don't
do
play,
that.
Don't put the Def Leppard
what
on.
What kind of fish do you think if you played Irish music in the water? What do you think that would... what would?
The salmon of wisdom, of course, my
friend. Oh, okay. There you go. All right.
We're here with the Joyces. We're going to go back and do another number. Once again, I want to introduce the Joyces. It's Mike is on guitar, Johnny's on mandolin, Brian on harmonica, Brendan on the bass, and Tom on the flute. Thank you again, Joyces. How about another round of applause for the Joyce Boys?
We're going to turn to the C on this one called The Leaving of Liverpool. Ready? Farewell. I am going far away. I am bound for California, and I know that I'll return.
when I return, united we will be. It's not the leaving of Liverpool that grieves me, but my darling, when I take a leave, I have shipped on a Yankee sailing ship. The Davy Crockett is her name, and Barges is the captain of her, and they say she is afloat in hell. So fare thee well, my own true love, and when I return united we will be. Not the leaving of Liverpool that grieves me, but my darling, when I think of thee. Well, I've shipped with Barges once before, and they say he is a rogue and a curse. That I would sail with them no more. So fare thee well, my own true love, and when I return united we will be. It's not the leaving of Liverpool that grieves me, but my darling, when I think. Found a way to leave you. Now goodbye, my love, goodbye. There ain't but one thing that now grieves me, and that's leaving you behind. Liverpool that grieves me, but my darling, when I think of thee. Now the sun sits on the harbor wall, and I wish that I could remain, for I know it will be some long time before that I see you again. So fare thee well, my home. When I return united we will be. It's not the leaving of Liverpool that grieves me, but my darling, when I think of
one more night.
So fair.
round of applause for the Joyce Boys. The Hoolies Hooli will return after these short messages.
Attention commercial business owners, industrial business owners, restaurateurs, apartment, condominium, and building maintenance managers. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service wants to earn your business. When was the last time you checked your garbage disposal rates? How about making a call or emailing for a free quote today at 773-626-5800 or online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. Flood Brothers is one of the last family-owned and operated solid waste recycling and yard waste firms serving metropolitan Chicagoland. Flood Brothers specializes in expert personalized service, extremely competitive pricing, and is backed by the Flood Brothers family name. Call Flood Brothers today. There's no charge other than a phone call to get a free quote. Call 773-626-5800 or go online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. When your name is on the trucks, you work harder to satisfy every customer. Call 773-626-5800. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service. Your garbage and recycling waste is their bread and butter.
Big Guy Sausage is located at 7021 Roosevelt Road in Berwyn, right across from DeJules. We serve blue-collar gourmet food. That means Italian sausage, Polish sausage, Chipotle sausage, bratwurst, hot dogs, burgers, Italian beef and sausage combos, prime rib sandwiches, bacon wrapped cheddar brats. Hey, what else you want? We got it. You ain't gonna leave here hungry. We're right down the street from Fitzgerald's. Come on by Big Guy Sausage after the Hooli's Hooli or before. Or call 708-317-5213 and we'll have it delivered or ready for pickup. Ask anybody who eats here. It's awesome. Big Guy Sausage on Roosevelt Road in Berwyn. Big Guy Sausage, sorry, we don't serve weenies.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame. Played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's in law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who will be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
Yeah, we're back. Hooli's Hooli, 1240 a.m. live in Fitzgerald's. Bill,
And we're back. Welcome to the Hooli's Hooli, 1240 a.m. WSBC.
Yep.
Saturday night, we've been joined by the Joyce Boys all evening, and they've been doing a heck of a job entertaining us and the crowd. A great crowd here at Fitzgerald's.
That's right.
What do you got for me, Pat?
I was going to say this is, you know, obviously the Dead were here.
Oh, yeah, the Grateful Dead. That's
they
right.
Played
that's
their right. last show. A lot of people went out for that. And
you know, they generated, I saw on the news, I think it was over $50 million over 3 days.
Wow.
Unbelievable, huh?
Yeah. And how much of that was in bong sales?
I don't know, man, but it was $50 million. Pretty impressive that they were able to do something like that.
Chicago Zone Bill Murray,
yes,
was obviously spotted at the Dead show, and he was spotted at the end of the Dead show helping the cleaning crew clean up.
Love that guy,
which
yeah.
is kind of interesting. So I dig that. So
he's played in a pro-am this week or this past week. He was.
I feel like he's everywhere, man. He's everywhere. It's like
I'll tell you what. When he comes into Chicago, he pops up all over the place. He's a he gets around.
But yeah, there was a star-studded kind of crowd at the Dead show, including Katy Perry was there with John Mayer.
Wow.
Bill Walton, of course.
Yeah, I saw that. Hey, other than the Dead, getting away from that,
yeah.
There was this poster. Now, an advertising company out of Dublin has been posting these billboards in Canada, right. And it says, "Go home, Irish," and yeah. It says, "Please leave Canada.com."
Yeah.
And it's a ploy to get people a rise
to
out of
go
people.
Go back to Ireland, right?
Exactly. They're yeah. trying to encourage a lot of the people that left Ireland that moved to Canada to come back to Dublin for jobs.
Yeah.
Because they feel that jobs. It says, so when you go to the, you know, when you go to the website, please leave Canada.com, it takes you to the a page where it says, "We're hiring, you're homesick, come back to Dublin," right. And everyone wins. "Seeking cunning creatives and smart suits, contact," and then the name of the advertising company. So pretty interesting. I don't know if that's the smartest idea, but
yeah, of course. I mean, but doesn't sound like they're looking for labor so much as they're looking for ad nerds, I guess, right?
Yeah, although I guess it's getting kind of a mixed response in Canada. Some people are kind of like, "Hey, what's that?" You get it.
Yeah,
right?
I get it.
Well,
let's get back to the tunes here with the Joyce Boys.
Yeah,
we got time for a couple more here. We're running down the list of tunes. What's this one, guys?
This one's called When the Shipyards Go Back on Full Time.
When the Shipyards Go Back on Full Time. These are the Joyce Boys.
Ready? Sure in the news, it's true. Shop bill's the first thing I'll pay. A new pair of boots and a warm woolen suit and a telly for Maggie, hooray. Me old faded shirt I will throw in the dirt. In a silk one won't I look in style. And the very first chance I'll put Seamus in pants when the shipyards go back on full time. Our troubles are o'er, Mrs. Cleary, for Francie next door tells me straight. The shipyards go full-time on Monday, that's what he told me any rate. Sure the boss was just telling him this morning, as he was collecting his dole, that a big one is starting in Belfast. And the shipyards are out of the hole.
Ah, sure in the news, it's true. Shop bill's the first thing I'll pay. A new pair of boots and a warm woolen suit and a telly for Maggie, hooray. Me old faded shirt I will throw in the dirt. In a silk one will I look in style. And the very first chance they'll put Seamus in pants when the shipyards go back on full time.
Mrs. Joyce can throw out her old washtub. Sure the laundry can have all our trade. No more picking coal from the gasworks. We'll buy everything ready-made. We'll make this job last until Christmas. And won't we be living in style? Throw another big spud on the soup pot, 'cause the shipyards are back on full time.
Ah, sure in the news, it's true. Shop bill's the first thing I'll pay. A new pair of boots and a warm woolen suit and a telly for Maggie, hooray. Me old faded shirt I will throw in the dirt. In a silk one while I look in style. And the very first chance they'll put Seamus in pants when the shipyards go back on full time.
Take it out, boys.
That's the Joyce Boys. What a treat they've been. Huh?
I know. I'm pleasantly surprised.
Very surprised. Tom, that's no offense to you. I didn't know what to think. Blind ambition sometimes, you know. we met at Kevel's.
Well, we've been a mostly in family stuff for years.
Sure.
Haven't been out. We haven't been out. We played at Reggie's for St. Patrick's Day down on 22nd.
Oh, that's a good gig. Yeah.
We used to play Dirty Dicks, the Abbey, when they were on Narragansett.
Sure. Yeah.
But that Reggie's gig was the first time that we were out in a bar setting in about 35 years.
Well, we're loving it.
Yeah.
So are we.
I thank you guys for being here. It's been a lot of fun. I think we have time to do probably one more number here.
Okay. What are we doing? Shores of America.
How about one final big round of applause for the Joyce Boys? Very loyal crowd they brought with them.
This one's called The Shores of America.
This is dedicated to my mother, who's sitting right here, Patsy Joyce.
Yeah, Patsy Joyce!
All the Joyces came over from Ireland in 1948. This is dedicated to all our Joyce relatives.
Yeah.
And our new relatives, and Ashley's family's relatives.
There you go.
Is that enough plugs, or should we start the song?
Yeah, yeah, plug on.
All right, here we go.
Caravan.
One, two, one, two, three, four. I'm bidding farewell to the land of my youth and the home I love so well, and the mountains grand in me own native land. I'm bidding a long farewell. With an aching heart I'll bid them adieu, for tomorrow we sail far away, for we're leaving home for to seek a home on the shores of America. So fare well, me darling Mary Ann, we sail at the break of day, for we're leaving home for to seek a home on the shores of America. It's just for the want of employment I'm gone, it's not for the want of fame. But if fortune once will shine down on me and give me a glorious name. So fare thee well, me darling Mary Ann, we sail at the break of day, for we're leaving home for to seek a home on the shores of America. This land may be poor, but this I'm sure, we're welcome wherever we go. At the break of day, we'll all sail away for the shores of America. So fare thee well, me darling Marianne, we sail at the break of day, for we're leaving home for to seek a home on the shores of America. So fare thee well, me darling Mary Ann, we sail at the break of day, for we're leaving home for to seek a home on the shores of America.
The Joyce Boys, I want to thank you guys. That was wonderful.
Thanks,
absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, that was great.
Show is sponsored by Hibernian Transmedia. This is 1240 AM. Hooli's Hooli. We have been live at Fitzgerald's tonight being entertained by the Joyce Boys. Another round of applause for the Joyce Boys.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Irish Fest is this weekend. Get your butt over to the Irish American Heritage Center. You can check out numerous acts, including our pal Kevin Flynn of Kevin Flynn and the Avondale Ramblers, along with the Chancey Brothers and the Dooley Brothers. And, man, the Joyce Boys should be at that next year, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
What a show, huh? Also, I want to thank my sponsors, Fitzgerald's and Big Guy Sausage.
Yeah, Big Guy Sausage, Sausage Fest, August 8th at Big Guy's on Roosevelt Road. Get up there. It's a great time. You got any more plugs?
Oh, go on forever. What was that Connor McPherson thing? He's got a new play coming
out? He's got a new play coming out. That's right. I just was kind of perusing it because I was on the IrishAmericanNews.com.
Yeah.
Which is a good website, so I'm sure some of our listeners are familiar with it. Yeah, The Birds. It's one of his new plays.
It's running when? Thursday through July 19th?
Through July 19th here in Chicago.
No kidding.
yeah, I'm looking for. I didn't get it really. The premiere, yeah, it's at the Wit, the Theater Wit at 1229 West Belmont in Chicago, and it will be presented through July 19th. Curtain cool. times are Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays at 7:30, and Sundays at 3:00.
Awesome.
So yeah, go to thetheaterwit.org.
Big fan of him.
To go check out the new Connor McPherson play, yeah.
Also, if you've never, it's your first time listening to the show, you can find archived episodes of our show, The Hoolies Hooli, at www.freecrack.com. That's C-R-A-I-C, Citizens Reporting Irish American Culture. And, yeah, we got Big Guy Sausage Fest coming up. Get your butt over there. Until next week, Bill.
You got any big plans this week? What's going on? Anything?
No, nothing. Making money, hopefully.
Just laying back. Enjoying the summer now, right?
Yep. Going to try to just get into the dog days. I wish we had summer. It hasn't been here yet, you know?
Nah, I know. It's been cold.
All right. So I want to thank all the Joyce Boys again. Everybody who came out to the show, thank you.
All right. I think that's been it, Pat.
Bill, thank you. Billy Wooten, thank you. Thanks, until
Pat.
Next week, thank
Thanks
you
for the Joyce Boys.
Thank you, Joyce Boys.
Thank you, guys.
This has been the Hoolies Hooli. See you later.
Bye. Bye.